This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. The Parkland, Florida school shooting was reenacted today because of a civil lawsuit against school resource officer Scott Peterson. CBS News correspondent Manuel Bajorquez explains why.
What they're trying to do here is replicate what the sound of the bullets would be like from the perspective of where the school resource officer stood outside of the building during the shooting. He stood out there for 40 minutes. His defense has been that he did not know exactly where the shots were coming from because of all the echoes that were happening at that time.
Attorneys for former President Donald Trump say they need more time before a second hearing at the end of the month in the case involving his alleged attempt to disrupt the 2020 election. CBS News chief political analyst John Dickerson.
Remember, this is a case where much of the most damning evidence against the former president is from people in his inner circle. And so that's a tough job for his lawyers to go through all of that. Plus, they've got all these other cases. This is a case where there's a lot of work. And so it doesn't seem crazy to ask for more time to go through all of the material.
Trump made his first court appearance yesterday in Washington. He pleaded not guilty to four felony charges. A Russian court has imposed another sentence for opposition leader Alexei Navalny.
An extra 19 years was added to his time behind bars. One of Vladimir Putin's fiercest critics, Navalny already was serving more than 11 years. He would be 74 years old by the time he's released from prison in 2050. The U.S. State Department blasted the latest verdict, calling it an unjust conclusion to an unjust trial.
CBS's Cammie McCormick reporting. Drivers signaled their support for striking nurses in central New Jersey. Nearly 2,000 nurses at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital in New Brunswick are on strike. Their main complaint is staffing levels. The labor market is showing signs of a slowdown.
Employers added 187,000 jobs in July, a bit less than the 200,000 estimated. Mark Hamrick is the senior economic analyst at Bankrate.com.
With the July report coupled with recent data on job openings, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell will likely continue to describe the job market as very tight.
The unemployment rate dropped to 3.5%. Economists say that's a sign the job market remains resilient. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
After the report, stocks are down an hour before the closing bell. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Keeping your kids
Civic safe. Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. Eau Claire Fire and Rescue is searching for a missing swimmer. A 26-year-old man, Justin View, was in the Chippewa River near Putnam Park with a group of people tubing when he left the group to snorkel yesterday, and no one in the group has heard from him since. Authorities aren't sure that he is missing in the water, but they plan on searching for him today if nobody hears from him. There's very little change from last week to this week in the National Drought Monitor released on Thursday. The lower Wisconsin River Valley and parts of far northwestern Wisconsin are still in extreme drought, with precipitation up to 10 inches below normal over the last 3 months in some places. About 82% of the state is in some stage of drought. About one-eighth of the state is in extreme drought. That's slightly higher than last week. And after a hot and humid week in the Chippewa Valley, rain showers coming through the area should cool temperatures off going into next week, as highs will reach only into the 80s to start the work week next week. From the Civic Media News Desk in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official
once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. 93.5, The Tap. 93.5, The Tap.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Starting out with some good news, some freebies, some Brewer tickets, baseball tickets, best seats in the house. See the fastball coming right down the pipe. You think you're the catcher? It's against the Colorado Rockies Monday, 7:10 p.m., first pitch. 7:10 p.m. Remember something. You can always listen to Brewer games live on Civic Media, on Oshkosh Air Support, Fox River Valley, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM, and in the Richland Center area, WRCE, News from the Center. In Richland Center, home of Todd Albaugh, my good friend and terrific host, 107.7 FM and 1450 AM. So tickets for Monday, 7:10 p.m., the Rockies. Best seats in the house. This is exciting. Starting now in August into September, we're going to resolve the pennant race. A lot to talk about today. And as I start talking about it, I want to make it clear that even though justice is being served, Donald Trump is being held to account. It's not a great day of celebration. It's, for people, in a partisan way, it's a great day in a sense of celebration for our Constitution. And I want to read a statement made by one of the most prominent historians working today. This is a guy named Tim Snyder. Tim Snyder is a history professor at Yale University. You may have seen him on MSNBC. And here's what he said, Timothy Snyder. Quote, that Trump will be tried for the coup attempt is not a violation of his rights. It is a vindication of his rights. It is the grace of the American Republic. In other systems, when a coup attempt fails, what follows is not a trial. That is poignantly put. You know, Donald Trump and all of his crowd and various running dogs in the Republican leadership keep saying that this trial is wrong. It's an atrocity. It's a political hit on him, that kind of thing. But Snyder, who's not partisan at all, put it this way. He said, quote, that Trump will be tried for the coup attempt is not a violation of his rights. It is a vindication of his rights. It is the grace of the American Republic. In other systems, when a coup attempt fails, what follows is not a trial. That is eloquently put, eloquently put. So let's get down to what's going on. When Trump pled not guilty, to the indictment, four counts, the magistrate judge told him about the conditions of his bail. There are occasional times when somebody commits a crime that they are not given bail. They are held without bail. Terrorism is one of them. You have these two sailors out in California who sold secrets to the Red Chinese. They're being held right now without bail. But Trump was let out pending the trial. But here's what the magistrate judge said to him. She said, the most important condition of release is not committing any new crimes while on release, which could lead to your being detained and could add to the sentence that you may get if you are eventually convicted at trial. It is a crime to influence a juror or threaten a juror, and by the way, she might have said a witness too, to bribe a witness or retaliate against anyone connected to the case. Trump said, I understand. And she said, you may be held pending trial if you violate conditions of release. Now, why did she say that? Most people would say to the average defendant, he's picked up for drugs or something of that nature, you go, one of the conditions of your release is you have to show up in court. If you don't show up in court for hearings and the trial, there'll be a bench warrant out for your arrest and your release will be revoked and they're going to drag you in. I think she did exactly the right thing. And by the way, this is a vanity thing on his part, a humor thing. Apparently, he was very angry afterwards. But it wasn't he wasn't angry at what I just read. He was angry because the magistrate judge called him Mr. Trump instead of President Trump. Now, this guy has an ego as big as the sun. You're called Mr. in court. He isn't the president. You're not called by past honorifics. The reason that she did that is because you take a look, I'm sure she took a look, at what he has done in New York and in the Mar-a-Lago case. He's threatened the judges. He's threatened the judge's wife and Jack Smith's wife in this one. And he's threatened the judge's wife and he's suggested violence against them in New York. Threatened the judge's daughter in New York. And he does it in this slippery way where he was, oh, no, I was just saying, blah, blah, blah. But there are a lot of 18 and 20 year olds out there who listen to this and think that he is the permission giver and they should do something. Jack Smith, for instance, right now had to move out of his house with his family. He's under constant protection and they've already spent, this is as of a month ago, $2 million on his security. Casey Hutchinson, that terrific witness back before the January 6th commission, was put in the equivalent of witness protection and had round-the-clock protection. That's true of the judges. No other defendant would get away with saying this. No other defendant. If a mafia defendant said it, a jihadist defendant, a drug cartel defendant, they would not be released and they would not be heard from again until trial. Now, what are the next proceedings? Remember something. Trump is running for president to stay out of prison, and his theory of every defense is delay. That's all it is. Delay, delay, delay. Appeal any order. Just so you know, there's a thing called an interlocutory appeal and a regular appeal. What's an interlocutory appeal? An interlocutory appeal is an appeal that you have a right from an interim order of the judge. In other words, the trial hasn't come about, but the judge, for instance, say she denies an injunction in a civil case. You can appeal that before the end of the case. If the judge says that you can't call a certain witness, you can't appeal that. That has to wait till the end of the case. This guy goes up on everything that's an interlocutory appeal as of right, anything. Even if he's shot down, even if the court says you have no right to appeal, that takes 2 or 3 weeks with briefs, you see. There's a thing called the Speedy Trial Act, and he's supposed to be brought to trial within a certain number of days. It depends on the jurisdiction, the federal jurisdiction. I think it's still around 70 days. It can be extended either by stipulation of the parties or order of the judge. The stipulation of the parties, then the judge has to ratify it, otherwise by order of the judge on motion. They are doing everything they can in the Trump defense to delay every case that he is involved in. So in Mar-a-Lago, they're continuing to delay. They allege they couldn't find lawyers. What, in Florida you can't find a lawyer? There's a lawyer under every rock in Florida. You can find a lawyer. They said they couldn't find lawyers. They said, oh, there are too many documents, this, that, and the other thing. The response is, hey, you stole them. You tell us. Why are we telling you? Well, in Washington, what's going on is this. She offers them, the judge, 3 dates for some further proceedings to set a schedule. It's very common. They took the last of the three, just a delay, the 28th of August. So they're going to go back on the 28th of August. Then they are going to oppose the Speedy Trial Act application in this case. Then they're going to ask for continuances and delays. They're already doing it. The idea is to get it beyond the November election 2024. And why is that? They did a poll in Iowa. The poll in Iowa said that 45% of Republicans won't vote for Trump if he's convicted of a felony. The polls that you see, where he seems strong in the primary and he's tied with Biden and all that stuff, they look on and they say, well, he hasn't been convicted. They are not paying attention to this, the average voter, the way you and I are paying attention to this. They're not listening to any radio broadcasts. They're not calling in. They're not doing any of that stuff. But once he's convicted, and he is an expert at stabbing people who are loyal to him and throwing them under the bus. Michael Cohen was his lawyer, and he went to jail over the Stormy Daniels payment, and he never met Stormy Daniels. He didn't get anything off of Stormy Daniels. His financial accountant, his CFO, went to jail for doing what Trump asked him to do. Trump is an expert. It's Teflon. The guy's Teflon. There's no kryptonite that can get this guy. Well, then he has Nauta and Oliveira and Mar-a-Lago, and he's paying for their lawyer, and the lawyer's telling them, don't turn on Trump. And these guys are loyal. They don't know better. They don't know better. They're going to go to jail, and Trump slips through. Everything he does is designed to delay so he gets elected again and then pardons himself for the federal crimes. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, a high near 87. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low around 68. Saturday, partly sunny and a high near 85. Some showers and storms possible Saturday night, lows in the mid-60s. For Sunday, showers and maybe a storm with a high of 78.
Currently, it's 85.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. One announcement, a good announcement, before we get into the rest of the topics. If you are an advertiser, liquid gold. There's gold in Thumnar Hills. Packer sponsorship. Civic Media's WRJN in Racine and Kenosha will broadcast every Packer game all season long. Their marketing team is at 608-819-8255. There are some sponsorships left. They also have sponsorships for Wisconsin Badger games, your local high school games. It depends on your product. Depends on what you want to advertise. But I'll tell you what. Green Bay Packers are gold. When Green Bay Packers are playing, a lot of radios, most of them, and most TV stations are plugged on the Packers if they're able to broadcast it live. So there's gold in Thumnar Hills, 608-819-8255. We're going to the lines. Gina Beauclair, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind today, Gene.
Hi, Matt. Great show as usual. You know what really drives me bananas is, you know, he committed his crimes in plain view. You know, we've seen a lot of the evidence, and it is Republicans that have come forward, you know, in the impeachment trials, you know, with the Russian connection and that type of thing. And so to me, I find this just disgusting when Republicans go out front, like the Marjorie Taylor Greens and the, you know, and the McCarthy's, lying and aiding and abetting and still continuing to lie and cover up the crime that has been committed against every single one of us in this country. And, you know, they keep utilizing free speech. No, it's utilizing your position to commit fraud. I mean, it's to me, it's unbelievable that there isn't some accountability for the rest of these people to continue on and to lie and to, you know, and I feel bad for the people who believe the lie because they are getting, I mean, I've listened to some of those, this downright lying and then going after Biden's son, who wasn't even in office and where his private life doesn't have anything to do with it. And then when they're caught on their in their lies on the floor, they just totally keep on going. And it's to me, it's unbelievable, man. It's like right. I've never seen anything like this in my life. Right. But thank you so much for your show, and you have a good weekend.
Yeah, well, thank you, Gene. And, yeah, and before we get to the next caller, I just want to respond briefly to that. One of the things that absolutely puzzles me is they're all lying. Everybody that is trying to back Trump, they just turn around right away and say this is a violation of his rights. Not a violation of his rights, like the historian Tim Snyder said. It's a vindication of his rights. It's the grace of our republic. You try a coup in any other system, and you're not going to get a trial, Jack. You are not going to get a trial. But one point that someone made that is very, very compelling to me is how many good Republicans there really are who stood up to Trump, and a great deal of the reason that his plot didn't work. You know, you have Cassidy Hutchinson who testified about the coup and so forth. Not just Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, but you have the deputy attorney general and even his own attorney general saying, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. When push came to shove, there were a lot of good Republicans who said, I'm not going to do it. Brad Raffensperger of Georgia, I'm not going to do it. This guy Bowers of Arizona, the speaker, I'm not going to do it. That is compelling to me. There is value in the Republican Party. For those of you out there who are independents or Republicans, I got to tell you something. We need two parties. We don't want just one party. We don't want a fascist demagogic party that destroys democracy, but we also don't want just a Democratic Party. We need two parties, center left and center right. That has been the source of strength of our country. And I agree with Gene 100%. The people who are the most vocal, the electeds, are lying. All of them lying. But the core of the Republican Party has some decency. Come forward, take over your party again. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's reminding, Mark?
Yeah, I saw an article on Slate. They had a picture of the gerrymandered districts, and it just is completely not in compliance with the state's constitution. And the Republicans, of course, are having a freak out over that. But something occurred to me last night when I was listening to, or a couple nights, I was listening to Maggie Dawn, and the freak out that Republicans are having on the state, on our state Supreme Court, I wonder if that has something to do with that they may have been involved in the fake electors thing, that they may have had foreknowledge of it, and only by the grace of Brian Hagedorn's, you know, honesty in that particular case, that they didn't overturn the election here in Wisconsin, giving some kind of, you know, that fig leaf to the fake electors here in the state of Wisconsin. And I'm wondering if Ziegler, Rogensack, and Bradley, the bad Bradley, had foreknowledge of the fake electors that were going to be meeting that day. Is why they issued the decision that they did, because that I think they got more to worry about than the whole district thing. Because looking at that little map I saw today, that there's little tiny little islands of you know, outside of the districts, and you know that it just is clearly right. Unconstitutional as current maps are. But I mean, I just have to wonder, maybe I'm being unjust, maybe I'm far-fetching a little bit here, but it would not surprise me one bit to find out that members of our Wisconsin Supreme Court were in on the fake electors thing, and maybe that's why they're freaking out so badly, because I wonder if that the head of the Wisconsin court
right.
was...
That's a fascinating hypothesis. I don't know, but I'm not saying that. But here's what I would say. Justice Rogensack has already left. Justice Prosewitz has taken over. The other two are still on there, and they're not up for election anytime soon. The next one up for election is Ann Walsh Bradley, who is a very good judge and whom we should support. But when the other two are up there, just remember, it would be, I think, inadvisable to vote for any judge who voted to overturn the election. It would be wrong. It would be an attack on our democracy. Never forget that. We're going to a break. The lines are open. I see you in the line. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief, family members were among those who witnessed a reenactment of the Parkland, Florida school shooting that killed 17 in 2018. It's part of a civil lawsuit. Tony Montalto lost his daughter, Gina.
Both Republicans and Democrats want safe schools for their children. We have to come together as an American family. We have to put our differences aside and find a way to get things done.
Most of the GOP presidential hopefuls are staying mum about former President Trump's second federal indictment. CBS News chief political analyst John Dickerson.
You have this strange situation where you have competitors who don't want to engage in the competition for fear of getting hurt. It's like staying on the sidelines during a football game. It will keep you from getting hurt, but it's very difficult to score points that way.
The labor market is cooling. Unlimited CEO Bob Elliott.
The pace of increases in jobs has slowed a bit. Should be expected given where we are with overall unemployment.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. Eau Claire Fire and Rescue is searching for a missing swimmer. A 26-year-old man, Justin View, was in the Chippewa River near Putnam Park with a group of people tubing when he left the group to snorkel yesterday, and no one in the group has heard from him since. Authorities aren't sure that he is missing in the water, but they plan on searching for him today if nobody hears from him. There's very little change from last week to this week in the National Drought Monitor released on Thursday. The lower Wisconsin River Valley and parts of far northwestern Wisconsin are still in extreme drought, with precipitation up to 10 inches below normal over the last 3 months in some places. About 82% of the state is in some stage of drought. About one-eighth of the state is in extreme drought. That's slightly higher than last week. And after a hot and humid week in the Chippewa Valley, rain showers coming through the area should cool temperatures off going into next week, as high will reach only into the 80s to start the work week next week. From the Civic Media News Desk in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin and Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
93.5 The Tap. This is 93.5 The Tap.
I'm fixing a hole. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Directs. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines in order. Do not hang up. I will get to you. Joe of Madison, my friend. You're first. What's in your mind today, Joe?
Thank you, Matt. I just want 2 points and a question. I just wanted to ask, in reference to this wonderful quote that you had from the historian Tom Snyder, who said that
Trump is with us because of the grace of our system. In other countries, somebody who had committed a coup against their government wouldn't be given the option of a trial to figure it out. They would be hanging from a gallows, not unlike the gallows that the January 6th insurrectionists had created for Pence. They just would have switched and would have had Trump hanging from the rope. So I think that is a point that needs to be reiterated again and again. It is because of our country and the way it is that Trump's not hanging from a rope or sent to exile somewhere. The second thing I wanted to say is that Mark Mosack had made a comment in one of the past shows where he was talking about the illegal electors. And he said, how come none of them said, I have a duty to report what seems to be something illegal to the FBI? And instead, they went along with it. They absolutely went along with it. And as part of that, there was a recent article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that was talking about the current excuse that's being used by, and it was offered by Mark Jefferson of the Republican Party. And he said, you know, this false electors was being done, quote, to preserve an ongoing legal strategy that was only going to be used in the events, in event that the alternative slate had meaning and they could use it. What ongoing legal strategy did the Republicans have in the state of Wisconsin? Wasn't it done when the Supreme Court said, kaplooey, you're all over? What legal strategy could they possibly have employed? And how did that legal strategy, did it end up so that Ron Johnson is prancing around Congress with Wisconsin fake electors in his pocket? What's legal about that? Wouldn't you go to court? I mean, why would Ron Johnson be ferrying these illegal elector votes if it was above board? What is the legal strategy that he possibly could be talking about? I'm sorry to be so angry about this, Matt, but I just can't believe this line of garbage. It was part of an ongoing legal strategy. Could you talk about that a little bit more and tell me if I'm off here or if I'm on the right track? Thanks a lot, no, Matt. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no. Thank you, Joe. And I'm going to respond briefly now, then take the next caller. But the point is, you've nailed it. What you have to understand is, and unfortunately, I've seen this practicing law for a long time, people will lie boldly. They will speak with feigned candor, and they'll say the kinds of things that you just described. The truth is that the fake electors met on the same day that the Wisconsin Supreme Court came down and said 4-3, no, Biden's the president. Biden's the president. They can nevertheless sent this document into the Senate and the archives. And then on January 6th, you know, that was like 3 weeks later, chief of staff is trying to pass them on to Pence. It is a false statement that the Republicans say this was conditional, that there was doubt in their minds. People have to understand that when somebody, a smooth talker with feigned candor, says that, everybody gets all up in arms. I don't get up in arms. They're lying. I mean, that's a kind of in the vernacular way. I hate to say it. They're lying. Thanks an awful lot for calling in, Joe. Sandy of Milwaukee, my friend. You're next. What's your mind today, Sandy?
Hello?
Yes. Hi, Sandy. Go ahead.
Hi, Matt. How are you? Thanks so much for taking my call. I just want to wish everybody happy Aloha Friday. And it's kind of a tradition on Waikiki Beach. Every Friday, they have the fireworks. So yep. I know it's a beautiful Friday for the fair. I would also just like you to listen to a song. If you can, it's called Trump Can't Have That by Greg Brown. And you can find it on YouTube, and it just tells it like it is.
Sandy, that's a great call. Thank you so much for calling. And the state fair is going on and the fireworks. And you heard Sandy, and I would recommend that everybody listen to it. Thank you for calling. Stephanie of Madison, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Stephanie?
Hey, thank you, Matt. What I want to do is comment about what, you know, the innuendos and what Trump thinks are deniable threats. Many years ago, I went, training about dealing with crisis situations. There was a shooting in the city county building. We're going like the late 80s. And the person that did this training referred to those kinds of comments, things like, I know where your children live, like blah, blah, blah. It's the kinds of comments that Trump makes as cold threats, they are absolutely threats. You know, and anybody who tries to deny it or say this is free speech, baloney. It's not free speech. It's First Amendment rights. This guy is making threats, absolutely. And what's really interesting, oh, he's claiming his rights are being are being violated. You know, Mr. Putin lover, these big strong men that he admires so much. Yeah, if he tried something like what he's tried in the United States, he'd be hanging from a rope, absolutely.
Right.
So,
right.
You guys, you have a great weekend, Matt, and all of you.
Stephanie,
okay?
Thank you for calling in. What a great call. And your professional training on crisis management. And I think I do remember that shooting in the city county building in Madison. It's very sad. But in this particular case, you're absolutely right. If you say that he says, boy, I hope that Hillary Clinton doesn't get shot by the Second Amendment people. I sure hope. Those are cold threats. You know, nice little business you have. Be a shame if it got burned down. Nice family you have. You know, nice wife you have. He says these kinds of some of that, like about a judge or a prosecutor, and he's not prosecuted. His release isn't even revoked. Well, in Washington, they just told him, if you threaten a juror, you threaten or try to bribe a witness, he shouldn't be permitted to pay legal fees even for unsuspecting, unsophisticated people to prevent them from turning on him. Thanks for calling. Jill of New Berlin, my friend, thank you for calling. What's your mind today, Jill?
Hi. I just wanted to get your opinion on Governor Evers' comment today that he thinks the 10 fake electors from Wisconsin need to be charged. He didn't mention Josh Call by name, but he said he sincerely hopes that someone picks that up. And I'm really frustrated with them not being charged. I know that he said it was a federal jurisdiction that was going to be handling it, but in the meantime, these guys are still pulling some levers here that control Wisconsin, like Bob Spindell on the elections board and whatnot. So I'll take your comments off the air, and I just wanted to hear your opinion on that.
Excellent call. I'm with you 100%. And we on this show for now, it's been a while, have continually called for their prosecution. These are not unsophisticated people. This is not little Bo Peep. This is the former chairman of the Republican Party. This is Spindell, who was on the Wisconsin Election Commission. The officers, either the chairs or the vice chairs of many of the congressional district Republican parties, somebody who is on the Republican National Committee. Then you have a U.S. Senator, Ron Johnson, who had the Michigan fake electors in his pocket, even though he doesn't represent Michigan. And in paragraph 101 of the indictment, it said that he had the Wisconsin fake electors in his pocket, which I had not known before. Then you have Fitzgerald, now Congressman Fitzgerald, then state senator, being involved in getting a room for these people, and Robin Voss. Now, Fannie Willis down in Georgia looks like she is about to start what's called a RICO action, a conspiracy action against all their fake electors and others. I expect that she may end up even indicting down there somebody like Rudy Giuliani, people who are involved. We have conspiracy criminal statutes, anti-conspiracy in this state, too. And I hope, quite frankly, this has got to happen. People are going to be very angry if this doesn't happen, that these tens. Why should these fake electors be prosecuted in Michigan and Georgia and not Wisconsin? Why? Why? They did it. They did it. They have a right to present evidence and to defend themselves. Let's get to it. Let's get to it. Couldn't agree with you more. Excellent call. Bill of Shorewood, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Bill?
Hi, Matt. The jobs report is out. 187,000 jobs in the month of July. The unemployment rate has fallen again to 3.5%. But what is perhaps most important, and I don't see it reported much today, is that average hourly earnings is now rising faster than the price level. Of course, we've gone through a long period where prices were growing faster than wages. And now, in the last couple of months, wages are now rising faster than prices. So people are getting more purchasing power in their paychecks month by month. It's very, very good news. Thank you, Matt.
No, excellent call. You know, one thing, this impels me to say the following. It's time for us. I spend a lot of time analyzing the history and the legal aspects of these of what Trump has done and how to in the prosecution. But you know something, an election is also about good news about your own candidate. Joe Biden is a superb president. He's a superb president. People talk about the economy. The Republicans, are you kidding me? The Republicans talk about the economy. Joe Biden, they've created well over 10 million jobs. Unemployment is the lowest it's been since 1969. Inflation has come down every month, every month. Until right now, as Bill of Shorewood said, wages are increasing more than prices. The economy is in superb shape. We've achieved a soft landing. Bidenomics is working. Now, what do they do? They go after Hunter Biden and they claim, lying, that somehow Joe Biden should be gone after also. And they're threatening now to start an impeachment action against Joe Biden in the House of Representatives. I'll tell you what, guys, that's a good way for those of you who are not in gerrymandered districts, Republicans, to lose your seats, They post nude pictures of Hunter Biden. They put him in a committee hearing. That's not right. I don't care who it is. That's not right. That's not the right thing to do. They screen a QAnon movie. Why are they screening movies, by the way? Why are they wasting time for a committee screening a movie? Favorably, they why don't you screen High Noon? I really like High Noon. Or how about the Maltese Falcon? Why are you screening a QAnon movie? Why are you doing that? They have a congressman here in the 3rd District who has a brewski tour. He takes people around while they drink beer. And who knows if he had any brewskis or not. See a bunch of high school kids, pages, lying on the floor of the rotunda to take a picture of the ceiling. It's terrifically historical. That's how you do it. And he says, get the F out of here, you little S's, S-H-I-T's. Crude language. Why do they use crude language? Why do they post nudity? Trump continuously says that. He posted something, you know, F Biden, and if you voted for him, F you too. That's what he put. That's on social media. That's on Truth Social. I concentrate on what Biden has done, standing up to Putin, strengthening NATO, strengthening our economy, the Infrastructure Act, soft and hard infrastructure, the CHIPS Act, putting a mini NATO type of alliance in the Pacific against China. This is an experienced president. This is a good president. And what they're proposing to nominate is a guy who's a felon, in my view. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I see you in the lines. Don't hang up. Get back to you right after the break.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
It's so hot. Wait.
Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Tap.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, a high near 87. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low around 68. Saturday, partly sunny and a high near 85. Some showers and storms possible Saturday night, lows in the mid-60s. For Sunday, showers and maybe a storm with a high of 78.
Currently, it's 85.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that...
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. Do not hang up. I'll take you in order. Jim of Madison, my friend. Thank you for calling us your mind today, Jim.
Hi, how are you today? Thanks for your show. I really appreciate this the whole format of
thank you.
Progressive radio station. Hey, I got a dumb question about Trump when he goes to jail. Will he get to keep his Secret Service protection?
You know, that's a profound question, and let me tell you what will happen. If he is sentenced to jail, yes, he will. They're going to have to take a couple of things into account. I mean, they can't realistically just put him in a jail cell somewhere with a roommate, that kind of thing. If he is sentenced to prison, and if he's convicted, he will be sentenced to prison. And I think he should be convicted unless he gets reelected. And then he either pardons himself or claims of the federal claims or claims that they have to be suspended and the six tarantulas on the Supreme Court go along with him. But if he's not, let's say he does not get elected president and he's convicted. I think what has to happen is they would probably put him in a minimum security prison. There's one in Danbury, Connecticut. Believe it or not, you're not going to believe this, it has tennis courts. Believe it or not, you're not going to believe this, it has a deli. So the prisoner, a lot of these are the white collar prisoners. I'm not kidding. And put them in somewhere like that. And yeah, they would station a couple of Secret Service agents there and they would be around the clock and he'd have to work out and make license plates or, whatever, you know, work out in the yard or make license plates or whatever it is. But, at some point you have to hold people accountable. And the historian Tim Snyder said it best just now when he said, you know, it is not a violation of Trump's rights that he's having a trial. It is the grace of our republic that he's having a trial. In any other system, he would not be having a trial for launching an unsuccessful coup. Jim, thanks a lot for calling in. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind, Wisco Paul?
Happy Friday, Matt. Heaven forbid that Trump would ever become president again, but I guess anything's possible. And, you know, right now, Biden, he's got his hands full, everything from, I don't know, the post office to the war in Ukraine. But as far as this state goes, I got to give a shout-out to Civic Media again. All the shows here, including yours, it's just wonderful. I don't think we'd be where we are today trying to turn his state around and at least get fair maps and a fair court system without civic media. So, you know, I just can't say enough good things. And also, tremendous callers, well-informed callers, by the way. So you have a great weekend, Matt, and you and civic media and all you guys, just a giant shout-out. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, Paul. Really appreciate that great call. I want to finish on Georgia. There is reason to believe that Fannie Willis will be indicting Trump and the fake electors down there and some co-conspirators very shortly. Why do I say that? Because we just got word today that an order was issued to close the streets around the courthouse down there from August 7 to August 18. August 7 is Monday. So sometime next week or the beginning of the following week, it looks like there will be an indictment. Now, I have a very, very high opinion of Fannie Willis. She has a lot of guts. Because I'll tell you something, a black woman in Georgia indicting the president of the United States, here's what she said. And you could tell she's very tough, but, you know, she's a human being. And she said, I get more racial and sexual threats than anyone ever has. I can't repeat all of them on the air, but I have been called a slave whore and the N-word more times than anyone has ever been, and death threats. Now, that is disgusting. That is disgusting. And that is being fed by the Republican Party, who some of the elected officials attack her personally. They try to remove her from the case. They passed a statute that says that this commission, which would be dominated by Republicans, can remove any prosecutor in Georgia that they want to if they are, quote, not doing their job. That's a paraphrase of what it is. And some of them now are saying, well, she's not doing her job. Why isn't she doing her job? Because she's not prosecuting marijuana cases, and she said she won't prosecute a case against a doctor who performs an abortion. Therefore, we're going to remove her. She's got to get this thing in very quick, this indictment, because they will continue to attack her. But you see, when you do that kind of thing, and one of our callers, I think it was Stephanie of Madison, said, these really are cold threats. If you say, nice family you have, nice children you have, nice business you have, sure would be a tragedy if something happened to it. That's a threat. That's a threat. But in this case, if you go out there in public demeaning her, and I'll tell you, Lindsey Graham has demeaned the judge in the Washington, D.C. case, saying that she hates Trump. Lindsey Graham voted for her 95-0, bipartisan, to vote for the one there. But Fannie Willis is absolutely terrific. But the fact that she is called a slave whore and the N-word is attributable to Lindsey Graham. It's attributable to Kevin McCarthy. It's attributable to Trump. It's attributable to DeSantis. It's attributable to all of them. Did they make the call? No, they didn't make the call. But when you are in a position like that in the Republican Party or any party, and you're a big man, you're a big man. You walk into a room and everybody says, oh, look, that's a big man. You know that. You know that that wait staff is going to start buzzing about it. When you use what you think is oblique language, you are encouraging people who make death threats. The Republican Party is encouraging people who make death threats. They are encouraging people to demean and try to destroy people, in this case, women, and in this case, black people, because they are unleashing a Ku Klux Klan mentality that has never died in this country. Coming to the end of the show, great show, great callers as always. Everybody out there, have a great weekend. Should be a nice weekend in Wisconsin. Good weather, state fair. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place on Monday. And I'm signing off for today.
withdrawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one...
Great. Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap.